don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and we are on the Turks and Caicos Explorer to live aboard! As you can tell, there are a few friends on board our little Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise this week in the Turks and Caicos. We are having quite the time indeed. CJ, Denise, Abby, the mermaids, the Scuba Radio mermaids, big hit. What? What happened?
I thought you forgot my name for a moment there, Greg.
It's the rum talking. And, of course, we have Linda Chorney, who's been playing music for everybody. And, of course, we got a fabulous crew. Let's give it up for the crew, gang. They've been nice enough to put up with our shenanigans so far this week. We still have a few days to go, but they're hanging in there strong. Of course, we've already lost two of them. JF and B had to turn in early because we're working them overtime. However, we have Sean and Donna. Sean, welcome to Scuba Radio. How you doing?
Very good, and you?
I'm good, man. I'm doing pretty good. You guys are hanging in there. I know you're putting up with this nonsense. Have you seen such craziness on a liverboard before? Is this a typical week on the Explorer Ventures liverboard trip here in the Turks and Caicos, or a little bit on the crazy side, crazier side?
Not typical, but we've seen it all before, I'm sure.
You've seen it. You've dealt with this kind of ridiculousness many times before.
Radio and the camera, yeah.
Yeah, okay, with the exception of the radio and the camera, absolutely. Donna, how you doing? Are you having good?
I'm wonderful.
She's wonderful. She doesn't want to be on camera, so she won't lean in. You can't blame her. Who would want to be associated with us anyway? Come on. Sean, explain. What? What's that? What? Meredith Baxter Byrne? No, it's not. Is she English? No, I don't think so. No, Sean, you're from Canada, is that right?
Yes, it is.
So how did you get into this whole live aboard, crewman type adventure thing?
I got tired of the cold. I don't like the snow. I did some minus 35 to minus 50 work and then came overseas where it's warm, sunny.
Yeah, you're just like, I want to get away from the cold, and hey, working on a dive boat sounds like I could live the dream. And you decided to just do it, right?
Exactly.
Now, what's your official title here on the Explorer Ventures Turks and Caicos 2?
Dive instructor / deckhand.
Okay, dive instructor / deckhand. Now, what was that? I missed something.
/ maid / steward.
Okay, just a jack of all trades, so to speak. Now, Donna, come in here. Come on, talk to me, Donna. Come on. Come on, Donna. Sean and Donna, you guys are like a kind of like an onboard crew couple. And she's a little bit on the shy side. I don't blame her. Why? You know, she doesn't want to be associated with us, surely. Well, come on, Donna, talk to me. She has such a great accent. We got to talk to her, don't we?
She has a great accent. We need her.
I love Donna a long time.
We like accents on our show, Donna. You know, Kelly couldn't be here, so you're going to fill in for Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model. And you can be Donna, the English...
Instructor.
Dive babe. I don't know what.
I think the dive babe.
What's your pet name for her, Sean?
I don't know.
What's that?
What's your pet name for Donna? Shirley, you guys are a couple. Do you have a pet name for Donna?
You can say on the radio.
Oddly enough, it's the donkey.
The donkey? Okay. No wonder they're a couple, huh?
Hello. Nice to meet you. It's nice to have all of you on board. And I just want to give a kiss to my lovely Sean because we met on board and we're getting married in August. Isn't that lovely?
Oh, that is so lovely. That was a dead-on ringer impersonation of Donna, thanks to Linda Chorney, was it not, Abby?
That was a Chorney impersonation of Donna.
Yes. That was good. That was great stuff. So that we'll go with that was Donna. So Donna, or better known as the donkey now, right? So if they come on board and ask for, they would like the donkey, is there any story why you call her
is
the donkey?
Is Donna a Democrat?
We drank way too much on the St. Martin boat on a Friday off work, went shopping on the Saturday, and me being the perfect gentleman I am, wasn't carrying any of the bags. We then got lunch at Burger King, and she was carrying that up the stairs, and I had nothing, and she replied, or yelled up the stairs, "What am I, the donkey?" You can fill in the blank there.
Okay, so her pet name isn't necessarily the donkey, but something that goes along with that.
Yes.
I gotcha. Okay. And there are a couple on their boat on the boat here. They're actually a working couple, and like they're planning to get married in August. At least that was until about 5 minutes ago before Sean told that story. So it could be postponed. Is that right, Donna? She's winking at me like, oh, yeah, he's done. Okay. But you guys like working this. It's living the dream, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm talking to them at the end of the day while we're all lit and they can't drink because they have to work. So if the enthusiasm isn't quite coming through, you'll understand why. But they've been a great crew. And where's JF? I saw him walking around here.
He ran.
He ran for the high as soon as he heard where. That is not him behind me, is it?
Well, the captain just brought me this bottle of rum, and I think that's an order.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think that means I have to drink some more.
I think that's what it is. He's like, yes, CJ, you look too, you're still standing. What's the matter with you? Yeah, so, and we do it responsibly, but we have fun, and we get up and we do our diving after we've sobered up and maintained. But you guys can't have a drink at all, right? Is that the plan? You just have to do this. You have to actually work sober, right?
Yes, until Friday. Friday after we're done, we can have a few drinks.
Okay, then they can join us, and we'll kind of light it up together.
We need to rely on Sean so he can point my dumb ass back to the boat on the end of a dive.
He's like your seeing eye dog.
He is.
Yes. Very good. He's like your seeing eye dog underwater. Yeah, he's been real good at pointing out the critters. He was the one who found the lionfish for us, and that's worked out quite well. By the way, is there a favorite dive site you have on this itinerary, Sean? Because you've been on here for many weeks, I would imagine, so far, right?
I would say the G-spot.
Yep. G-spot. That's where we saw the dolphin, wasn't it? Or was it?
No.
Oh, where did we see the dolphin? What site was that?
We've seen the dolphin at Sandspit.
Sandspit. Okay, very good. Okay, so the G-spot, why do you like the G-spot? Or should I ask Donna that question?
Because it's the only one I can find.
No!
Donna?
Yes, I just wondered if you'd like a cup of tea.
Okay. Once again, Linda Chorney impersonating Donna, the crew member here, Explore Adventures Live Aboard on Turks and Caicos. And you can tell we're having too much fun. That's what it's about. It's about getting together and having a ball, right? Abby, come on.
You are correct, Greg the Dive Mater.
Yeah. Where's the drink and snorkel?
That's right, Dave.
We can't find Tim.
Wait, we can't find Tim. Where's Tim?
Tim's got the aerodynamic dive snorkel / funnel.
Ah, oh, Tim the engineer. This is actually, he came in.
A nice dive.
And he provided the drinking snorkel. Hey, wait, oh, JF's here. Where's JF, come on over here.
Oh, he's in the kitchen. He's cooking dinner.
He's cooking dinner. Elaine, we already had dinner, didn't we? He's eating. Yeah, see, they have to eat at weird times. But by the way, let me ask you this, Sean. You know, somebody listening and would like to consider taking this career path. What would you tell them? Would you tell them, yay, hey, you know, there's a lot of work involved, but are you getting the skills down as a diver working a dive boat that'll last you a lifetime to maybe open up your own dive, you know, property down the road someday, you know, when you guys get hitched or something, or what?
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. You got to do a lot of diving, some nice diving. It's a good way to travel.
I would imagine it's like a crash course and running a dive operation, surely.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, because you see a lot of diving condensed in a very short time, and get familiar with a lot of different personalities week after week, and you got to adapt accordingly, right?
Exactly.
There you go. Okay, so you would recommend it if they wanted to take that path, the live aboard work would be the way to go.
Yeah, it's.
There's part of him he's saying, "Go become a lawyer."
Also, taking orders from the captain will suit him well for when he gets married, taking orders from his wife.
Oh! So true. Oh, so true. All right, well, that may be true. You know, but Donna can do a lot of things. And she did, or she has done, pretty much most of the dive briefings here on the Turks and Caicos 2 Explorer Liveaboard. And I think we ought to do one right now. What do you think, CJ?
Yeah!
Well, maybe we can talk her into it. Donna, you up for it?
I'll do it.
Okay, Donna will do a dive briefing. We've gotten the board out here. Well, it starts off with the conch blowing. That gets everyone's attention. Nice. Okay, that was Sean. That was kind of weak. But what do you expect from, you know, her better half, right? That's pretty much what you get, really. He pretty much blows.
He's always blowing.
Yeah. All right, so we got the dive site, the gully. I'm going to give the mic to you, Donna. You give us the briefing just like we're getting ready to jump in the water here on the Turks and Caicos EV2.
Okay, guys, welcome to the gully over at West Caicos, one of my favorite sites in the area. The way this dive is going to work, it's basically it's a wall dive again. We're anchored in about 40-45 foot of water. Sorry, we're moored on 40-45 foot of water. Easiest way to descend, straight off the back of the boat, nice and slowly make your descent. At the moment, the boat is actually positioned right over the top of the gully. That's right on the edge of the wall. So when you go down, you're going to be hitting about 60 foot of water. And depending on the current, we'll determine which way I'm going to go. Normally, I head in a southerly direction. So we're going to come down the wall itself. Please watch your depth on this dive, guys. Anyone diving on air, you remember 130 foot. And anyone diving on nitrox, stick at 110. This is your third dive of the day, so do keep an eye on your NDLs. I'll start slowly bringing the group up into shallower water. We're going to stay on top of the reef there at about 50-55 feet. Things to look out for on this dive. First of all, we have the gully itself. It's a beautiful swim through. You can either choose to start your dive coming down through the gully or towards the end. It's a nice swim through up and it'll bring you back on top of that reef. Also, lots of sharks. We have a big old friendly guy. He's patrolling the wall itself. He's about a 7-footer. Keep your eyes open for him. Lots of nurse sharks hanging out under the overhangs there. We got stingrays. Lots of eagle rays have been spotted in these waters just this last week. Channel crabs. Last night on the night dive, for those of you that were in there, we had a lot of channel crabs just crawling over that big sandy
area. Now, channel crabs, Donna, let me just interrupt you. Is that something that an ointment will clear up? She's like, she has no clue. I've broke her train of thought there, Abby.
Yeah, she was definitely in the zone. With
She was. That was good. That was impressive. Give it up.
Woo!
I feel like we're getting ready to jump in the water right now, Donna. That was impressive. See, and that's the kind of briefing you would get on a liveaboard typical here for the Turks and Caicos. Oh, yeah, and I see the captain, JF, is here. And JF, that stands for what exactly?
Jean-François.
Okay, JF is his name, and we will talk to him momentarily here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Scuba Radio, Scuba Cruise Edition. CJ, are you having fun?
Hell yeah.
All right, Abby, are you hanging in there?
Hell yeah as well.
And Denise, how's the booze tasting right about now?
Good. Yeah.
Good.
Not coherent.
She's a little bit, she's like halfway passed out already. We got about 45 minutes to go. Yes, we're doing well here. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Mon nom est Julie et je suis une plongeuse de Saint-Barth.
Okay, for my American fan, my name is Julie and I'm a diver from Saint-Barth.
J'aime énormément la scuba radio.
I love scuba radio.
Especially, what's your name again?
Greg. And especially Greg, the, how you say, dive master.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
Yeah, you know, that was Linda Chorney on the Sabo Live Aboard along with Julie that we met there at the bar and on the island of Sabo. Now, we're on another Explorer Ventures boat today. It's the Turks and Caicos Explorer Venture 2. JF is the captain in charge of this fine vessel. JF, welcome to Scuba Radio. How you doing? Thanks for having us back.
You're welcome.
Well, he's like, I really had no choice in the matter. But are you having a good time? Are we driving you crazy? Are you enjoying watching the freak show that has been unraveling before your eyes so far this week?
Well, it's not that bad so far. I'm expecting more.
Well, you know, we're ramping it up as we continue through the week, and we're saving Friday for you guys, which is the only day you can really, you know, partake in the official party part of our cruise, right?
Correct.
All right. So out of all the dive sites, we've heard from Sean, we've heard from Donna. Do you have a favorite site? As a matter of fact, you mentioned it earlier when we had dinner that tomorrow we're heading to your favorite site for macro photography. Is that it?
Yeah, my favorite site in this area is Elephant Ear Canyon. It's got a lot of macro.
Okay, Elephant Ear Canyon, why? Because it's shaped, the rim of the wall is shaped like an elephant ear, or what?
No, it used to have a big elephant ear sponges. That was different.
Okay, elephant ear sponges. But macro, you would find that up on the top of the wall, I guess? And you said, what, grass or seagrass or what? What are you looking for exactly from a macro photography standpoint?
Well, there's a few places you can look, but my favorite one is right under the boat. There's a big seagrass bed where you can find all kind of shrimp, sea horse, pipefish, bad fish, and all that.
Yeah, Denise just said seahorse? Really? They have those?
Holy Meredith, back to Bernie, guys. This show is taking an awkward turn.
Yes, it's the booze talking. All right, so anyway, macro photography, good for that. And then what else might we see on that little dive site?
Well, there's also a beautiful wall where you can find eagle ray sharks, nice sponges, and
A little bit of everything. I mean, you know, when I mentioned the fact that we saw that dolphin the other day, and I went to JF and said, I've never seen a dolphin before. I said, is that normal? He goes, we get that every now and then. It's no big thing. You've seen everything on this trip, haven't you, or this itinerary in the Turks and Caicos? So nothing phases you anymore, pretty much, JF, or what?
Oh, no, there's always, every time, a few surprises.
Yeah. What about mermaids? Is this the first having mermaids that you're aware of here on the EV2?
No, we've had them once on board before. And
Denise is she demands the microphone. Why?
Well, have you ever had a nudist mermaid? Because you know Abby here is quite the nudist.
Really, you're nudist too? I didn't know that about you, Abby.
I think we established earlier on the cruise that I was a PG-13 kind of a girl, and I think some of your listeners can attest to that. I need a round of applause.
All right, well, who would like to see the R-rated Abby? Raise your hands. All right, I think it's an even split here. Captain, care to pull rank and place an order?
No, I'm not getting in between that.
Okay, I don't blame you. Spoken like a true diplomat.
Ah, hell yeah.
Yeah, well, we are having a good time, and you're making sure we stay afloat, which is always a good thing when you're diving from a vessel like this. And the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 live aboard. Give me some of the dimensions and what we got running behind this little puppy, because this is a nice big live aboard, isn't it?
JK.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest one in the Caribbean. It's about 125 feet long, 25 feet wide, three-story high. Oh, it's a good size fit.
Yeah, this is you got plenty of space, and when you guys are maxed out like we are this week for the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, we do what, 20 passengers and maybe as many as 8 crew, something like that?
Yeah, we carry 20 passenger and up to 8 crew, but usually we run with a crew of 6 or 7.
Got it. All right. Well, they've been doing a phenomenal job, and I would imagine it all goes uphill, and you blame the captain for everything that happens on board. And I think everybody wants to thank him, don't they?
Yeah.
So the captain gets high marks here on the Turks and Caicos Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explore Adventures. More coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Hey, somebody take Denise's drink away from her now.
No! Stop! Yeah.
Scuba Radio. Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of force fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
Back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're on board the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard, the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise 10-year anniversary adventure. CJ, Denise, and Abby, Linda Chorney, we got a full crew here. Of course, you met some of the crew already here on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2. Time now to meet some of our passengers who have decided, for whatever reason, to put up with our shenanigans for an entire week here on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. Yes, the listeners have joined forces, and we have three of them right now. Gary, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you, Greg?
I'm doing good. And we have Kevin. Kevin, say hi.
Hi.
And then, of course, Big Clint. How you doing, Clint?
How you doing?
All right. So we got the full crew here gathered around the table having a beer or two after the dive day is done. And, you know, what we did when we got on board, I knew what was going to happen this week. I mean, literally, we haven't gotten into everything that we are going to do this week because some of it is not appropriate for the airwaves, if you know what I mean. However, when we got on board, I decided the best way to handle this situation with, you know, 15, 20 people that you've never met before is to basically pay them off. Right, Abby?
Yes, that definitely works. Bribery always works.
Bribery, and we apologized up front. So that's as soon as we got on board, got everybody in the room, in the galley, I broke open the Scuba Radio prize stash and hooked them up with a nice little package. Our friends at Divers Direct hooked us up with a nice little Evo backpack bag. You liking that, Gary?
Oh, yeah. I needed one of those.
You needed one of those? He got hooked up quite well. And then also we got a few things inside your little backpack. We got a Scuba Radio watch. Gary, where's your watch? You digging that or what?
Well, I'm not going to wear mine out in the salt water. I'm going to save mine for special occasion.
There you go. And by the way, I called him Gary. That's actually Kevin.
Yeah.
And we gave everyone a 10-year anniversary Scuba Radio dive watch just for joining our little shenanigans. And Clint, you got diversity. You got a little handy towel thing. All kinds of crazy stuff, right?
I'm waiting to put that towel thing in the water.
Yeah, he's right. You put it in one of those little towels, this little tablet, and it blows up. It's like a Chia Pet for towels and cleaning products. I don't know, all kinds of wacky stuff. Let's talk more to these guys next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I can't take another heartbreak. So I'm gonna just play it safe.
Linda Chorney just performed that song here on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, and she did pretty good. Yes, it was good stuff indeed. Everybody dug it. And it's just one of the added benefits of coming on board our little adventure here to celebrate our 10-year anniversary of being on the air with Scuba Radio. Now, I'm joined by Clint, Kevin, and Gary right now. And I'd say, you know, they've been talking to us throughout the cruise and been spitting things back to us all week of hey, yeah, I remember when you guys did this and that. And I'd say it's fair to... title these guys or give them the name of Scuba Radio Superfans, don't you think, CJ?
Well, they're big fans of Scuba Radio, and who could blame them, really?
Yes, exactly. Spoken like the true, modest radio guy he is. What do you think, Abby?
I think Clint actually knows more about me than I do.
Oh, that is true. It is. It's kind of like therapy, hanging with these guys. And you got to love them. We love this. And we mean Scuba Radio Superfan in the most, loving kind of way without being, overly loving, I think, or something. I don't know. Yeah, you know what I mean. But anyway, so what we decided to do, we have some really cool prizes beyond, the bags from Divers Direct and the diversity and all the other little trinket items that we hooked everybody else with, the Scuba Radio dive watches that everybody on board got.
Sweet.
And I thought it was time to, set up a little competition, sort of a friendly competition. So what is this?
Battle of the Superfans.
Battle of the Scuba Radio Superfans. Okay, so we have Clint, Kevin, and Gary, and we're going to ask you some questions about the show and basically weed out the wannabes, separate the men from the women, so to speak. Right? Right, CJ?
That's right.
All right, so we'll ask you a question about the show, go around and just kind of narrow it down, see who indeed knows more about the show than we do. Because basically the reason we record this show and put it up on the web at scubaradio.com is because just like shows like we're doing right now, after we've had a few rums, rubbing cokes, we don't remember what we talked about on the show from 1 hour to the next, let alone, as weeks go by. So we can go back and listen to the show, but why would we put ourselves through such torture?
Because it's much funnier when you listen sober.
Oh, is that it? Okay. Well, evidently these three guys agree. So let's find out. Okay, do you have a question? Let's start with Clint.
All right. Clint, here's my question. Obviously, we have Abby and Denise, the mermaids. What is the name of the mermaid that is always usually with these girls on Scuba Radio that is not with us today?
Now, I look at him. I look at Clint. He's like, come on, give me something that's hard.
You got to start off with the easy.
Okay, is that true, Clint? Do you have an answer? Do you have which mermaid is missing from the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise?
The K mermaid.
The which went mermaid?
The K.
The K. I don't know. When
the K. We know
the cave.
We learned the cave.
The K.
I'm sorry.
Wait, what's he talking about, Abby?
I think he's defaulted on this particular question.
Is that the booze time? Does anyone else want to give it a shot? Next up, Gary?
Nikki.
Nikki! I think what it is the booze has got to Clint a little bit faster than the other two super fans. All right, we'll resolve this after the break.
To talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hey, diver, you just completed your scuba course. What do you want to do now?
I want to go to Hawaii.
Take a dive on the wild side with Ocean Concepts, your one-stop dive shops on Oahu for action, adventure, fun, and great value. Ocean Concepts is the premier Patty 5-star career development center in Hawaii and guarantees the highest level of professional service during your stay. Whether it's daily boat or beach diving, or if you want to finish up your dive training in paradise, Ocean Concepts Hawaii is the answer. Call 800-808-DIVE. That's 800-808-DIVE or go to oceanconcepts.com.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Cavern. Blue holes. walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas, Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. coralcavernsresort.com.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Brand new angle,
the
more commendable.
It's so fashionable. Hi, this is Joshua Daniel from the island of St. Eustatia. Until you make it to the island, please keep listening to the Super Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba, like scuba diving.
Scuba Radio.
To Scuba Radio.
Tuba Radio.
To Scuba Radio.
Tuba Radio.
Yeah, it's close enough.
Super Radio, the first world radio show devoted to diving.
I feel like dancing in the rain. Can I have a volunteer?
Oh, you gotta love Joshua Daniels there on the island of Stacia. That was from our Saba Liveaboard with Explorer Ventures there last year. And here we are making on, making new memories here on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Liveaboard, Scuba Radio, Scuba Cruise. I'm with Clint, Kevin, and Gary right now, Scuba Radio super fans. And we're having a little battle of the superfan, competition. It's a friendly competition. There'll be no blood, and we have judges and everything.
So far, it's Gary 1, Kevin and Clint.
Nada. Okay. Yes. Thing is, you got to cut Clint some slack though, because he's drinking, and so you got to cut him some slack that way. All right. Next question for the Scuba Radio super fans, and we have some prizes to award to them accordingly. I think Abby, are you going to help us out with this one? Is that the deal? Do you have a question for them?
Yes, I do have a question. Now I need all of you super fans to listen.
Listen closely.
Right. Now, of the three super fans, who listened to the Christmas edition of the show?
They all three raise their hand. Okay.
Okay, that's what I want to hear. The question is, what did Mermaid Abby, who happens to be super fabulous,
and modest.
What was the amazing Christmas gift that she brought to the Scuba Radio Christmas Gift Exchange?
All right.
Hands in the air.
Okay, Kevin had his hand up first. Go for it, Kevin. What was it? What'd she bring to the Scuba Radio Christmas show spectacular?
That must have been the stylish and debutaire shirt bearing the likeness of, would that be Mermaid Abby?
Yes, it would be!
More importantly, Kevin, what did the shirt say?
For extra credit.
Oh, we want details.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 look at me. I don't know.
Yeah, that's usually what it says.
The judges will take that.
Go to Clint.
Clint thinks he has the actual verbiage.
I heart Abby, and I don't remember the next one.
It's for our Spanish viewers.
Oh, yeah,
rhymes with Leva La Abby.
Viva La Abby, yes.
Viva La Abby. And for our listeners, Kevin and Clint, I have two specific gifts to give you. Can you guess what they are?
Well, one left and right? No. No, that wasn't. It was Double D.
Yay!
Oh, no. Oh, it's a T-shirt. She brought the T-shirts. No way.
I love Abby.
Wait. Abby, aren't those the same shirts you brought to the Scuba Radio Christmas
spectacle? No, I sold out of those shirts.
No, that's like an Indian giving kind of thing going on there. I don't know
and
what that's
little,
all about.
And a little Latin flair for Clint over there. Viva la Abby.
Viva la Abby. Okay, fair enough. Now there's the T-shirts that seem to keep on giving.
I have something for her.
You have something for Abby. What is this? It's like a gift exchange time here on Scuba Radio.
Well, my shirt's worth quite a bit, so we'll see.
All right. Uh-oh. Wait. Put your pants back on, Clint. What is it? They're wrapped and everything in cellophane.
Walmart.
Oh, my God. That's not fair. Wait a minute.
It's an abalone shell.
That's not right. I want one.
Sorry, Greg. You have to have your own T-shirt, and then you might get a beautiful abalone shell.
Denise, it's not fair. I want one of those. I don't have an abalone shell.
I'm making a mermaid top out of this shell.
Yes. And ironically, he gave them one each.
So,
a little lopsided there.
Unfortunately, it only takes one abalone shell to make a top for me.
Ah, well, Denise, I'm not sure that's working.
That's a push-up shell bra.
Nice job there, Clint.
Really fit in me?
Oh, what do you got there? What is it? What, you got one for Linda Chorney?
No.
Look, he came bearing gifts from his California Diamond Experience abalone shells. These things are huge.
Who should I give to?
I'm the responsible
make sure
one.
For who is this for?
Nikki.
Nikki.
I'm the
Nikki,
responsible
she's not even
one,
here.
So I will take it.
Nikki's not getting it. I'm taking it home for me.
Let me just give a big shout out to Clint and a big thank you.
Yes, give it up for Clint. Wow, that's really nice, Clint.
I will use that beautiful gift as a bedpan later.
Oh, wow. Ned, did you actually find these abalone shells in your California diving adventures?
I would have brought you the meat. I would have brought you the meat, but I don't think I could have fit it in that little
thing. Yeah, he's got your meat right here.
But, yeah. So that's where are you diving off of? The coast of L.A. or where?
California.
Northern California. Northern California. And those are big abalone shells, aren't they?
They have to be 7 inches to be legal. They're red abalone, and that's what it takes.
Otherwise. Yeah, those are impressive. Now, I've seen, like, these things for, if you, like, had to buy one of these things, these, like, cost big bucks, don't they?
I feel like
couple dollars.
Oh, really? A couple bucks in California. So those guys that I bought them from when I were in Guadalupe really ricked me over the coals for 20 bucks. Oh, damn them. All right. Oh,
you have one?
No, I offered 20, and he said, no, I want 30. And I'm like, no. And so I went home without that day. They were much smaller in these, too. These are big, big abalone shells.
There's black abalone, which are small. They're like 4 or 5 inches. But the reds have to be 7, and they're from California.
Yeah, those are nice. Well, thank you so much, even though you didn't give me squat. I appreciate the gesture.
It was Nikki or you.
Nikki or me, and every time Nikki wins out. There's two reasons I can think of why, but we won't go into that. But, you know, let's go to another question. It's kind of tied up now. I think Clint kind of pulled one out of his pocket, so to speak, there and kind of tied the ball game with his, you know, his little gift to the mermaids and the judges there.
Here's my question. Why isn't Clint wearing my shirt?
Is that
Kevin
one for the competition?
Kevin is wearing his I Love Abby shirt that he won fair and square, and Clint
nice.
Is a spoken.
Oh, he's turned it into a headband.
Sure.
You know, so it's basically our little competition of the Scuba Radio superfans is turning into a brown nose bonanza.
Clint wearing Abby's T-shirt on his head like a headband. He looks like friggin' Rambo.
Nice. All right, well, let's throw another question out there. Do you have one, CJ, that we can break the tie?
My best buddy in the world who does the show with us.
Thank you, CJ. I didn't know you really liked me that much.
Not you.
Oh.
is conspicuously absent from our broadcast and our trip this week. Does anyone know his name?
All right, well, we'll give him a few minutes to think about this, and then after the break, we'll break the tie, award someone a nice little prize here on the Scuba Radio, Scuba Cruise and the Turks and Caicos. We're having fun! How about you? You got a joint of
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You didn't go cheap when you purchased your dive equipment and photo gear, so don't make that mistake when it comes to protecting your investment. Ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center. These high-performance waterproof art cases come in just about every size and shape imaginable. Storm Cases are stronger, lighter, more secure, and feature pain-free press-and-pull latches that are twice as strong as the knuckle-buster designs of their competitors. Don't settle for anything less. Go to stormcase.com and ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Paddy.
lot of people call me the scuba shrink or Dr. Debbie. I am a psychiatrist and an extreme diver, and I love the sea like all of you. You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now here's Craig, the dive master, someone I certify as, absolutely nuts. But you know what? I love nuts.
Yeah, you know, I think there's no doubt that after this Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, I'm going to have to book a session with Dr. Debbie, the scuba shrink. I think that's fair to say. You've heard the shenanigans we've been partaking in this week so far. But it's time to break the tie in our Scuba Radio Superfan competition. You know, Battle of the Scuba Radio Superfans. The question, once again, CJ, was...
First of all, what's the score so far?
It's tied up between Clint, Kevin, and Gary.
No.
Yeah. What? No,
Gary
it's not.
No points.
Yeah, he had a point. He was the first win.
Yeah.
Hey, come on.
He never nicked.
Yeah, these guys here. There are the judges are arguing among. She's just trying to stack the deck because she gave Clint and Kevin one of her "I Love Abby" T-shirts.
The adult libations are flowing and the memories are fading.
Yes. They are. Okay. Well, wait. Well, let's just do the question and get this over with. We only have a 2-hour show, Abby. Holy crap. All right. What do you think, CJ?
Yeah, let's get this over with. We just came out of a commercial. So for those of you who forgot, the question was for the Scuba Radio Super Fans. What?
For the what fans?
Scuba Radio Super Fans. Hey, Scuba Radio. Hey, it's Drunken Santa.
Where'd he come from?
I was sewing away up on the fly deck. Packing my sack full of toys.
Okay. The question is...
Which member of the Scuba Radio crew could not be with us today, who is of the male persuasion? Also, well, I'll give you a hint if you can't figure it out yet. Not Bill the producer.
And he hasn't slept with CJ, but he has me. Okay, go ahead.
Gary has.
Who is it? Oh, wait, Gary has his hand raised.
It's Jimmy the Helper Boy.
Jimmy the Helper Boy! And when I say he slept with me, he slept. Okay.
We have a winner. No more calls.
Okay. All right, Gary, congratulations, buddy. He scored a new Oceanic dive computer. Give it up for him. Battle of the Scuba Radio Superfans on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2. And you know what? We got some nice prizes for Clint and Kevin as well.
I bet the other two fans are excited that they got the I Love Abby shirts as opposed to the dive computer, right?
Yeah, they're like, hey, they're going home with a smile on their face.
Good damn, everybody!
Oh, we're not there yet, CJ. You kind of was premature.
Drunk?
Yes. Good point. Hey, see, it was fun. Check out the pictures, the video on scubaradio.com. Till then, remember, it's always better down where it's wetter. Now, everybody!
Good damn, everybody!
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.